Talk of the Bay, KSQD's local talk program brought to you every weekday at 5 p.m. On Indigenous Peoples Day, what better subject to discuss than how borders and technology affect the people who are enclosed, separated, and surveilled. I'm your host, Suki Wessling, and today I am joined by UCSC Professor of Feminist Studies and Critical Race and Ethnic Studies, Felicity Amaya Schaefer. Along with discussing the meaning of this holiday, we'll talk about her research into the history of borders and the technology used to enforce them, as well as the mechanized future of border surveillance and enforcement. Welcome, Felicity Amaya Schaefer.
Thank you.
And listeners, you will be able to listen to a podcast of this. So if you're in your car and you are wondering how, you will be able to go to ksqd.org after the program. So Felicity, this is such a it was a bit of a nice little coincidence that I saw an article about you, and this is the date that I had available, because today, as my calendar informed me, that it is both Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. So obviously we're not completely on one side or the other as a country. Can you talk a little bit about this shift that's happening in our culture, that we went from celebrating conquest with Columbus Day to attempting to understand it and rectify its consequences?
Yes. You know, it took a lot of Indigenous activists to really push for this switch. And, you know, actually the celebration of Columbus Day came out of a desire to value Italian Americans who were living in the United States in the 1930s. But most people don't know that history. So it's definitely a good switch that we've moved from Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. And, you know, it's a good moment to remember whose land we're on. For example, you know, even here in Santa Cruz, we're on the Awaswas Yupi tribe's land that's being stewarded by the Amatmutsen tribal band, who were actually brought here against their will to work in slavery-like conditions in the mission system. So if you're looking for things to do to support and not just, you know, say that, yes, it's Indigenous Peoples Day, look up Amatmutsen Tribal Band and see how you can get involved.
Yeah, they've been on there. We've had a couple of programs. So if anyone is interested, you can go to our website and search for, I think if you just search for AMAH, you should come up with some programs. I know that there's been one on environmentalism in the last year.
You can actually sign up and help them pull out invasive species or replant native species, you know, plants that have longer roots or that are more drought resistant, fire resistant. So you can definitely get involved. You can donate and you can participate.
Excellent. And also, I mean, I know for my kids, although it is at the mission, they have kids stuff at the mission that does teach you how local people lived before the mission system, which I found really, really interesting. And we would make food or learn songs or whatever. So there's a lot of options around here for learning more about who lived here and how people lived before we had what we have now,
right?
A crowded highway and not enough housing.
Right.
Yeah. So where do you think we are as, well, how about, let's start with the community, because obviously our nation is really fractured right now, but as a community, where are we in this movement from the idea of celebrating, considering the start of things to be when Europeans came here, to acknowledging the full and real history?
Yeah, I think we have a long way to go. You know, there's a battle about teaching even ethnic studies and learning Indigenous people's history in the school system. So it's really difficult for us to really have a sense of what it was like, what it's still like for Indigenous people today, right? Not even just to learn about the history, but most people don't realize that Indigenous people still live, you know, in the United States, here in Santa Cruz, all over, and are still fighting to bring their land back. So we have a long way to go. but it's definitely a fight that many of us are invested in.
Yeah, and I've definitely noticed that things have been changing in the last few years of how people use language. How important is the language that we use when speaking about others or speaking about the land or speaking about history?
You know, that's a great point. It's so important. I remember when I was visiting the Tohono O'odham Reservation, and you know, for them, they don't have concepts like borders and walls in their language. So when we speak about things, the words we use, the way we talk about things, the values that we bring are incredibly violent, right? Because there's so much about how we live with the way that we think about things and how we use these terminologies. So, yeah, I mean, we have to learn a very different language.
Yeah, and the way that, you know, I think a lot of people don't understand that the way that you speak can actually be violent to other people when it's not to you.
Yeah, that, what do you mean when it's not?
Well, that you know, people with a Western, a European mm-hmm. mindset, mm-hmm. borders seem... they just seem obvious.
Right. Natural.
Fact, yeah.
Like they've always been there. Yeah. No, they definitely have a history, and they have consequences on people's everyday lives in ways that we don't necessarily see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how has your own life story led to your interest? I mean, and it's a particularly unusual interest in borders and technology, which mm-hmm. I find fascinating.
Right. Well, I've been interested in borders and migration since I was an undergrad. My own family, you know, crossed the border from Mexico at a time when it was a border, but there wasn't much, you know, it wasn't really militarized. There wasn't border patrol there. But when they landed in Texas, they definitely felt the effects of the border as Mexicans living in the United States, and the way that they were treated and the racism in Texas and San Antonio. So it's been an interest of mine too, since in college I read Ansel Dua's Gloria, Ansel Dua's Borderlands, and really thought, you know, my family is so influenced by that artificial demarcation on the land. And so the book that I wrote recently, Unsettled Borders, was a project that I thought, you know, was going to really look at how technologies at the borders affected migrants, but it became a very different story. And also, you know, the way that the border has changed since the 90s,